From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Rescue teams and residents braved floodwaters in coastal Louisiana today to check on the damage from Hurricane Rita. Those entering Cameron and Vermilion parishes found towns flattened by the storm. Stranded cattle are a common sight. One parish inland, in Calcasieu Parish, which borders Texas, water and sewer services are out, but they escaped the worst of the damage. Tony Mancuso is the sheriff of Calcasieu Parish. He got a look at his parish during a helicopter flyover today.
You know, I got a chance to go to St. Bernard Parish and meet with the sheriff down there and bring him some supplies and help with some other parishes. And let me tell you what, I can reassure the people of Calcasieu Parish that we don't even compare to them. They have total devastation, and we just have, you know, a lot of damage repair, and it's repairable.
Is that a hard thing, then, to try to convince people not to come back, since the damage isn't as bad as you had feared it would be?
It is very hard, and I don't know how to relay that message to them. I know they want to come home. You know, a lot of them, be honest with you, are out of money. They're in hotels. It's not just the fact they want to come home. It's the expenses of it, and that's OEP's department, our Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. They're trying to work with FEMA and the Red Cross to get them some relief up there, to get them some funds. I hope. I'm getting word that they're not getting any financial help in some of these areas, you know, Little Rock, Arkansas, and communities around Louisiana and Mississippi and Texas where our citizens are at. They're just not getting any help to help with their expenses. And let me tell you what, they need that. They desperately need that.
And had most people evacuated ahead of time?
Yeah, thank goodness. Credit to the public here. They did evacuate, about, I'm going to guess, 90% of them.
It sounds like, at least in the parish to the south of you, in Cameron Parish, there are just whole towns that don't exist anymore, completely wiped out along the coast.
Yeah, the sheriff stayed with us that night through the hurricane, and it was pretty bad here, I'm going to tell you. We lost some fences around our correctional facility. My administrative office, which is right in front of the correctional facility, we took some water in from rain dam, you know, the roof leaking because of the wind-driven rain. You know, it was pretty bad here, so I can't imagine them with the tidal surge because we didn't get that. But the sheriff down there is okay, and I think almost 100% of his community evacuated. We got some generators that came to us last night. They were for him. We got them to him today, and so we're plugging. They're our neighbors, and we're going to take care of them too.
It seems that a lot of folks down in Cameron Parish weren't waiting for help to come in from the outside. They were getting in their boats and going back and trying to see how their houses were, and B, to see if there's anybody they can help. Is that true up where you are as well in Calcasieu Parish?
We have some people trying to get back in. You know, we've got the parish blocked off, so it's pretty hard to get in. The Army and the state police are blocking it off, so only essential personnel, meaning people that work for gas companies or refineries, things like that.
I think it's a pretty heavily Cajun population down in Cameron. I don't know if that's the case in Calcasieu as well.
Yeah, both. You know, it's a great community, good people. Everybody just wants to help, and we're getting them the help they need. So we're trying. Haven't had a whole lot of looting, thank goodness. And I think that's because of the strong presence of law enforcement throughout Calcasieu Parish, the MPs that we've gotten from the Army and the National Guard. So I think we've got pretty good control of it right now.
Well, Sheriff Mancuso, thanks very much.
You bet.
Tony Mancuso is the sheriff of Calcasieu Parish in southwestern Louisiana. He spoke with us from Lake Charles.